Expressions that can never be spoken as words, never translated as direct thought, only felt through the vibrations of sound as they resonate through the air to reach the inner cave of our craniums. A journey, sure to speak, for each soul must find its expression in this physical form, and each being must refine itself so that it may host its perfect guiding principle. This is what they speak of when they speak of walking the path of Christ or Buddha, Muhammad, any prophet, saint, or incarnation of deity, be it the holy guardian angel or simply the Tao. Whatever principle is at the root of that inspiration must find a way to manifest in the form, and the form must find a way to contain the manifestation. This is the matrix of being that is the fabric of our lives and experience. And every now and then we find the mind to let some of that interplay between absolute and infinite touch our conscious minds and bring us into that exchange of energy and emotion. On some level, this is what music taps into, is that interplay. Any expression of art is an interface between the subconscious understanding and the linear making visible, making real, or manifest that underlying idea, thought, emotion. Connecting symbols, colors, cultural idioms to speak a point that is known somewhere in the artist's soul, and as close as he can approximate, this is what he presents for others to move towards with their own being as they imagine this painting with the artist, or this piece of music. The same can be applied to the beauty of our daily lives. The supple green, echoing almost an early spring lushness that somehow finds itself on the summer solstice, not yet burnt by the rays of the sun, and already the days will begin to shorten. Melodies from whence I know not the direction or source of their inspiration, save that they come from the marriage of heart and craft and practice. Years of repetitive motion, years of repetitive patterns, emotional modes of being coupled with physical expressions of unresolved feelings, thoughts, things that pass through whatever the fabric is that holds those things. It is also the interplay of our daily lives, those we are connected to by circumstance and necessity, our families, our loved ones. These connections, relationships too, have echoes of the interplay between the absolute and the infinite that expresses itself in subtle ways. A card game that ends in a complete draw after using every single card in the deck to come to its resolution. A baby deer slain on the side of the road early one morning by a white German car. The ensuing emotional, psycho-spiritual drama that played out after this sacrifice of blood. The elk had once been a totem of mine that I saw in dreams as a younger man. And that day, the elk was incarnate in the physical world as this young deer, and I took its life. And the car itself brought monetary gain from this bounty of slaughter. And other things seem to go up and down accordingly in relation to this symbolic sacrifice. And finally, I was myself given a chance to be reborn again in the waters of the ocean and to find a new totem. One more applicable to the way I've been living my life. And hopefully, as we observe these patterns of energy as they play out in our lives, we're able to learn from them and move towards a fuller embodiment of that principle. That uniting force that couples our physical efforts with our greatest imagination helps us to press on in the preparation for embodying that principle in its fullness. And slowly, we might learn, as Valentine Michael Smith might say, we will grok in fullness.